Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to another 9 to Find show with Dr. David Orban
and Lisa Lytle.
Today's topic is a little bit emotional, let's say.
Yeah, well, the part that struck me odd was that we had chosen the topic a while back called Ask for Help. When to ask for help.
Baseball was a gigantic part of my life, and not so much for the actual act of playing, but for the wonderful people that I had met, both in terms of the people that I played with and especially the coaches. And I recently found out one of coaches who played a part in shaping my life took his life not that long ago, just a couple of days ago. And it was, I found it this morning, and it was upsetting. It was rattling, to say the least, that somebody that I haven't seen him in 30 years, or plus 30 years, but there's somebody who was strong, who was a rock, somebody who was, solid, somebody who had a lot of zip and drive to him, could be driven to such an act of desperation is very, I don't even know if there's a word for it, very humbling. It's not even the right word. I don't know if there is a word invented for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I do know that for some unusual reason, David and I both have had our lives touched by this for some reason in many ways and with many people, unfortunately, who have felt the need to leave Earth sooner than one might expect. And when I asked, well, what's the topic for today, and David told me, I was stunned based on the news. And I guess what I'd like to say is for anyone listening, reach out. We would never want anyone to ever feel alone in this incredible journey we have here. And I know there are times where we can feel isolated and alone and that there isn't anyone that would understand our situation, but there is always someone available. Even if it's a stranger, sometimes reaching out to someone you don't even know that's not attached can be a great assistance, just to know that someone alive is acknowledging your presence.
I guess at any point in time, a person is going to do what they're going to do, and you may or may not be able to influence it. But on the flip side of it is that there's something extraordinarily comforting to know that somebody is always reaching out to you. And it could be somebody that you're very close to, or just the fact that it's somebody. I mean, we've all had moments of darkness where things seem, impossible to dig out of this mess that that we created or what have you. And there was always that sense of knowingness, like, yeah, I know, but this too shall pass. It may take a little longer than expected, maybe a little harder, maybe a little bit more work, or one of the variables may not quite but be what we anticipate. Nevertheless, it always seems to work out that way. And I'm assuming that people who take such a drastic measure don't see or don't hear or don't experience that light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Connection outside of themselves. Well, that's a very deep subject. I'm sure we could probably do a 10-hour show about it. But even in small ways, asking for help. I mean, this is just such a big thing. I remember people saying, well, the worst that can happen when you ask is somebody will say no. And that really is pretty much the worst that can happen. Even with, help moving your stuff or asking for help in just little ways. Hey, I need someone to watch my pets. I mean, we're going down an obviously much more serious road only because life served that up for us. But I think when we connect even in small ways, that constant connection helps with these bigger issues. I mean, if you're always thinking that you can handle it all on your own, that, it gets really scary sometimes.
Yeah, and it doesn't just happen. You know, it's not like, oh, my life is fantastic. Now I've got a flat tire. I might as well jump off the roof. It's a slow progression and steady progression. And when you begin to experience it, and when you recognize, wait a second, this is starting to get away from me, that's when you pick up the phone, that's when you grab the car keys and find a friend or find that professional help, somebody who can make a difference in your life, because life is better with you in it. Mm-hmm. And you have most people have no idea of the tremendous impact.
Yeah, it's true. Every one of us impact people every day. I've seen the results with David and people that have molded him and mentored him. And the same for me. I mean, there are people in my life, I tell you, it's hard to thank them for how much better my life is because they are in it. And when you have an opportunity to tell someone that, please take it. It means so much for people to know that what they're doing matters and that the little things that they're doing, it counts. It makes a difference. It just really is acknowledgement of each other as we're going through our day is a huge thing. Say, you know what, thanks. I saw that. I saw what you did. It really made a difference for me. You know, sometimes we take it for granted. Oh, they know. Everyone loves them. They already know they matter. Well, sometimes you'd be surprised. The strongest people sometimes go with the least amount of acknowledgement and with the least amount of, hey, thanks for doing that for me. So every opportunity, I know that David and I make a conscious effort to always thank those that are making a difference in our lives. And we hope that if you're listening and your friends talk, that we've done that for you too. And if we haven't, you need to call us out on that.
Yeah, it's a big world. It's a loud world. It's a crowded world. And you can go on and on. But you matter, even if it's to one or two or three people, but you still matter. And you being here makes a difference in their life. And you being a part of it makes a difference in their life. And like I said, you have no idea sometimes of the action that was done or the comments that were done or the kindness that was done even 30, 3 years ago. And you recognize that I don't know if I would be this person that I am today if I didn't have two handfuls of people in my life that made a gigantic difference in life and the world better with you in it. And when you have to go, you have to go, and that's part of the life. But when you go because you decide, you know, that's a little hard to deal with for those of us left behind, even if we are, you know, far removed from you.
Yeah, I think what happens is we also then question, you know, could I have seen something? Could I have done something? Could I have intervened in some way? Who could I have been that may have made a difference so that this person would have made a different choice? And that's a hard lesson to carry. So today I would like to say appreciate everyone that's with you, that's sharing with you, that's talking to you, that you spend time with, appreciate them, show gratitude for them, show acknowledgement, give them a call. Don't text them. Give them a call.
Or it's human voice. Hear it.
Yeah, a human voice. Yes.
The Taoist masters would constantly say, you're alive, therefore you've already won this game. And everything else is just icing on the cake. Everything else is gravy. Everything else is secondary to simply being alive. And it's a lesson to begin to appreciate this.
And we're always here, so you can always contact us.
We always here. We will reach out to anyone.
Yep, absolutely. So
it's been a bit of a somber show, but I hope this. Sometimes we need to hear these things. They're not always the most pleasant, but they can make a huge difference. You've been listening to another 9 to 5 show with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.